Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
hard love for yourself. Today we're celebrating the life of Michael Jackson. I know some of you are out there and you're saying, well, this is a contemporary gospel show, but, you know, I say this, he's touched so many people. You know, he's touched so many people. And I'm telling you that I think in music, he's touched a lot of people globally. And, you know, I want to encourage you today that if you don't know where you're going, when your time is done here on earth, and you don't know where you're going, I just want to encourage you today, right now, that you will make a change, whatever changes you need to make in your life, that you will make those changes, whatever decisions you need to make in your life, that you will make those changes, that whatever situations that you're going through right now that in your life, that you will make whatever decisions you need to make. Make sure that you're where you need to be. I just want to encourage you right now to just remember and just know that God loves you, that God cares for you, that God wants the best for you. And if you're willing today to believe that, if you're willing to even receive that, you know, this is an opportunity for you. Yeah, so this is something, I mean, all people who pay tribute to Michael Jackson, you know, I don't even know. It's like Michael Jackson was just such an icon. He's someone who really, really made a difference musically. You know, I just want to encourage you right now that if you're listening right now and you don't know what you're going to do in your life, you don't know which direction to go and what to say. You don't know what to do with your life. You know, that you would turn to God right now. Right now, here's Kirk Franklin. He puts it like this. Help me believe.
I just want to write you a letter. I have to be very honest with you right now. Really know how to say this.
I wanna believe, but I'm having a hard time seeing past what I see right now. I see you right now. I wanna be free, but when I try to fly, I realize I don't know how. No one showed me how. Wish I could see that the best of men will really work out for my good. You said it would. So, if you can hear me, can you give me a sign? 'Cause I don't feel you lie. If you could.
I want you to know.
I wanna
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Hey guys, I hope you've been enjoying the music so far. I don't have any songs of Michael Jackson to actually play, but I just pray that God will bless their family and bless them with their loss, because they are grieving, because Michael Jackson was a man. I think sometimes we made him to be more than a man. You know, he's more than just, he's not definitely not average Joe. He is the music icon, labeled the king of pop. So I just pray that, I pray over his soul, I pray God over his spirit, over his family, over his, what he's leaving for his kids, for their inheritance. So I just want to encourage you guys out there, you know, say a prayer too. You know, it's not, I know so much care, blogs, brothers, sisters, so many. But we can go see the music. This is Glow by Dave Holly. I'm ready.
Hey, yo. Listen, all he wants you to do is glow. Be that light in the darkness, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Jay Shaw, Duval, this is a headbender.
First let me touch base with all of my people, the ones that live their life like me. I know sometimes when you're dealing with people,
are. You got to close.
I'm not gonna be afraid no more. Fear don't live here no more. Not gonna be afraid no more. Pain just walked out the door. That spirit ain't here with me. God didn't put that in me. But the spirit of power and love and a sound mind, sound mind. Waking up every day thinking what I'm gonna pay with the money I made. Thinking what I'm gonna say when the wife asks me where the money we save. Using loot from the gas bill to pay the rent. More loot from the light bill.
Possible if you in faith with me, all things are possible, yeah. The darkness around you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on now. Time in this life.
No,
no, no, no, no. All things are possible. If you believe that, yeah, your dreams can come true. If you walk in faith with me, all things are possible.
I'm with that CNN guys, and because I'm on Michael Jackson Memorial, and I'm still like, wow. And I'm like, are they going to show this video sometime? I didn't get to see it, all of it, just caught the end of it. And part of the, maybe missed a little bit of stuff before I came in the house. But the last song that I was just playing right now was one of my songs, All Things Are Possible. You check out my music on cdbaby.com. Just type in G Wright, or you can go to my official website, gwrightonline.com. That's gwrightonline.com. We'll keep things going today. And I hope that this music lets me touch you wherever you might be right now. This is I Believe by Darlene McCoy. The number here is 646-595.
To me, as long as you, I see, living to serve you righteously, and you said to me.
Family have all given up on you.
Hope you guys are listening right now. I just want to encourage you today right now and hope that you are holding on wherever you are right now, that you're holding on, that you are remaining confident that the same God who's been with you will be with you even now. So, Father, you are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. Yes, I'm talking to you. Well, if you want to sit back and relax. Hello, Carla.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, this is Eric Jordan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
You're on the show live, man.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. You was looking for people to call in and talk about the Michael Jackson. Man, I would have to say it was really, really, really touching. You saw a different side of Michael Jackson besides the entertainer, you know, the person behind the glove himself, and how deeply he touched people. I did find out an interesting fact that I didn't know he had another brother, that one of his brothers was a twin.
Yeah, I didn't either. When he said my other brother, when he was talking, I was saying, what is he saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling myself, what is he saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, what other brother?
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you that we don't know as much as we think we know about people.
Yep. And it was real touching how Usher was, he came down and got to the casket. For a minute, I thought he was going to try to open it, but, you know, that was good, how touching it was. It just showed you how impactful Michael Jackson was to not only to us regular people, but to the stars that work beside him or emulated him in their different styles of their music.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this. You know, that definitely is true, because even with that, I never even realized how much. Well, I say this because of his dancing. If you look at his dancing, at Usher's dancing, you can tell that he looked up to Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember a few years ago, he and Michael danced together.
Mhm. Mhm. So it was definitely good, and it was very, very uplifting. And I think, you know, it was very, very, very good. I think one of the other interesting things was very interesting was when Al Sharpton was up there, and he was saying his the line when he said that Michael Jackson, you weren't strange, the world around you was strange. I think I'm paraphrasing. I don't think that's the exact words. Yeah, Michael Jackson not a strange man. It was just the strange things around him. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, you know, I can honestly say this about that. It's amazing. I think that it's amazing how it's taken his death for people to begin to realize, you know, to really honestly realize how much this man really went through. You know, I was a Michael Jackson fan, and I really honestly didn't believe that all that other stuff even really happened. And of course my mom was saying that she watched TV, and they haven't said that much about it, not that I know, but she said that she had seen the teleprompter on the TV saying something about the first kid who had accused him of child abuse admitted, once he died, he admitted, like last week, that he actually made up a story that his,
mm-hmm.
His dad made him do it. And I said to myself, you know, and that only caused a whole bunch of people to set him up because they knew that he was a kind person. Regardless of whether he was, I think that Michael was, in some ways, caught that his childhood.
Yeah.
I think people just wanted to exploit that. You know, I didn't want to exploit him. And, but, you know, but you have to answer to God. It's amazing he was looking for a triumphant return back. It's amazing that God made a triumphant return to bring him back home, take him back home. You know, I believe that he found that peace. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, I pray that he does. I know. I pray that he did find that peace. Like I said, we don't know. You know, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you know, and you believe that he's Lord and Savior, if anything's possible when we get there, he's gonna be there. You know, I like the fact that his legacy in music transcended from just not only just black people, but you know, transcended to where white people like him. You know, you can go anywhere in the world and people would know about Michael Jackson. You know, I was looking at my daughter, who don't even know Michael Jackson music or anything, was saddened, and she's four, and she was saddened that fact that Michael Jackson had passed. You know, so that lets you know that he touched people of all ages, from to the young to the old, with his movements and the way he did things. It was like he broke grounds for the artists that we have now, and for people to actually really accept. You know, accept that we actually made a contribution to music, and that we helped set trends. And Michael Jackson is one of those people that definitely started that and spearheaded that effort.
Yeah, I said it definitely makes a big difference of what he's done in impacting music. So I can remember as young as I was. I remember when I was a kid, and my cousins, we wanted to be Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to be Michael. And so, definitely growing up, for our 45 generation, Michael definitely was an icon. He definitely was someone to look up to.
Yep, he definitely made me want to do the moonwalk. I was with him till he did the jerry curl, but I followed him every time. You know, he did afro and got the jacket, had the socks, and wore the glove. But when he went to that jerry curl, I was like, nah, I can't do the jerry. But yeah, he definitely.
I didn't do the half waters. I didn't try to do the glove for the. I was a little chubby back then, so I think with that red thing going across the top.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had the jacket with all the zippers on it.
Yeah.
He had, you know, it came in black or red. So I had me a red one. So definitely, he set some good trends, man. So he is definitely gonna be loved and missed.
Yeah, I'm glad that you actually called in. You know, because I'll say this. So I know someone will listen to the show. But I would say that Michael Jackson, he influenced a lot of people. He influenced, like I said, it goes beyond racial barriers, goes beyond ethnic barriers, religious barriers. He's like one. I'm not saying he's like a Mother Teresa, a male figure of a Mother Teresa, but amazing thing is that this is a black man. This is a black man who has impacted the music industry, where there's certain singers where you know who will always be, oh, this was a first, or this person is an imitation of this. This person singing sounds like this. This person sounds like that. He was a music icon.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that people will remember his music. And the other stuff, innocent until proven guilty. And it's amazing how some TV shows and some networks speak negatively of him, and then some networks speak positively of him. But I was just saying, God, imagine all the, I don't even know if we can really imagine what he's gone through. Whether it's being about, you know, different comedians, you know, making jokes about him. There's always some kind of sketch in some of those crazy off-pilot scary movies, you know, where they put Michael in it. So these are things that he endured, his family endured, And, you know, people can be cruel. We can be cruel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying we, I did it to Michael, you know, because I was a Michael Jackson fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as far as humans, it's amazing what humans, how we can treat each other.
Yep. Yep, we just definitely just got to make sure we treat each other in a better light, and I hope that, you know, I pray for his family that, you know, the Jackson clan, that they come together. A lot of times it takes a tragedy moment for families to come together, you know, and people don't want to talk about it, but I honestly believe, you know, even though how wonderful, great Michael, and musician-wise, I'm humanitarian war, that he changed his face. I believe, personally, this is me, he changed his face because of the things that was going on personally with him.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a lot of people don't talk about that aspect of it. They talk about the music thing, which is great. But internally in him, he was only alive, personally, I think, only on stage where he got the love that he was longing for as a child. He got that through stage. And that's the only way I think that he really socially survived. But we will never know. I would never personally, I don't think I would ever know the simple fact of how it feels that when every time you walk out, people screaming your name, you can't go through the front entrance of a door. You always got to go through the back. You know, that's just crazy where he can't go nowhere. You know, I can at least get in my car and I can go outside. And, you know, I may see one person that say, hey, how you doing? But not like a mob of people crying and snotting and passing out in front of me, you know, so it's like his life, to me, well, how great it was almost like in a bubble, was that he could not do the normal things that we do, that a lot of people take for granted.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. You know, I think about it, that, so I think like last night was saying this, she was saying how not so long ago, I think when you were going through trials some years ago, he had called her and her husband in Nevada, no, in Las Vegas. And, you know, she was out there, and he was, like, in a hotel. She was like, why don't you come over here? So he went over to the house, and, you know, with her and her family, you know, her and her husband. And he was just asking, this is all toward a trial, so it wasn't too long ago, but some years ago, and he was asking her questions about what is it like to go to the baseball game. I would love to experience going to the baseball game. What is it like? And I thought about it. You know, I just grew up, ever since I was in the lab, there's always been a Michael Jackson. You know, there's always been a Michael Jackson. And it's amazing how, we're talking about a five-year-old kid with all this notoriety, all this fame, all this pressure. He never had the experience what it was like being five and going to a game like we've done, or to just experience good things. I mean, with his brothers, yeah. But his other brothers were much older. If you see a Jackson movie, they're much older. Besides Rant, besides Marlon, who was a year or two older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victoria, you know, the older brothers were really old, much older. So, but it's just amazing.
Yeah,
I think it really makes you feel like, you know, get your life in order, get yourself in order, because God can call us at any time.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you got yourself right. You got to make sure that you're doing the stuff you're supposed to be doing, because you don't know when your time is going to be gone. And I definitely, on the aspect, I will love my life before I leave, that my life will touch others as much as Michael Jackson's did. And it will touch it for the kingdom of God. You know, when I leave, people will say, hey, this guy right here definitely made me really think about my life and made me think about God and how and wanting to give my life to Jesus. And that's the legacy that I want to leave, you know. That if, regardless of anything I've did or said or did wrong or did right, I definitely want people to say, okay, yeah, I definitely want to continue to fight for Jesus Christ and continue to bring people into the kingdom of God. And that's the main thing I would love. And I like the simple fact that, you know, this his death it's definitely opened up my eyes for a lot of people in their lives. And, you know, I know the music world will not be the same, but well, sooner or later, I think somebody will come along and they'll change the game again, because every century somebody changes the game. And so, and I'm glad I was in this time and this frame where Michael Jackson, I was a part of the era where Michael Jackson changed the game.
Yeah.
Well, sir, it was great talking to you. I must flee. I got to go take care of these children.
Take care of children. I appreciate you calling in, man. I really do appreciate it.
No problem, man. You keep doing your thing, man. I love it.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you for your support, man. God bless.
All right, you too, man.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye. You know, guys, if you're listening out there, you know, just think of, I just want you guys to just pray. I'm going to leave you with this song. This is a song from my CD, and it's called Just Pray. And I believe it's honor that my collection would really love. And this song is entitled Just Pray. Make sure you work this song. And feel free to check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/GWriteOnline, my official website, GWriteOnline.com, then myspace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show. And myspace.com/GWriteThing. This song is Just Play. God bless you, and I'll see you Thursday from 6 to 7. Okay, apologize for that. I guess there's some kind of problem. It's coming on right now. Thank you guys for holding on. This is Just Play. Well, you know, guys, the song is basically just saying, just pray for our nation. Just pray for salvation. Just pray for deliverance. Just pray. Because, guys, we've got to pray for each other. I need you, and you most definitely need me. We need each other in order to survive. You know, and I guess I'll just open up the song. Feel free to check it out. I'm having some technical difficulties here. But feel free to check out my song on at CD Baby on GWriteOnline.com. The song is titled Just Pray. We got to pray for everyone. We have to pray for our world. We have to pray for peace. There are people hurting. There are people who are searching without a hope in sight. But God is our guideline. He has taught us how to pray. And if we will just take the time to pray, we can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Just pray. And I'm praying for you. This G-Right, God.